101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
I forgot to ask you, Bree, how was the rest of your meal or drink yesterday in Terrigal?
You're
how did that
idiot.
Go down?
You're honestly an idiot. Sitting right on the road, like in near Chop and Grind.
Yeah.
And sitting right on the street with my back to the road, and next minute, this hooligan screams out of the car window right into my ear.
Bree and Gondi! Did you think someone recognised you, or did you know it was me straight away?
I think I knew it was you.
Did you?
Just as soon as I looked, I could see your car, which is a Suzuki Swift. That's nice and girly.
Hairdresser's
and
car, yep.
After you left, every single person sitting around there was laughing and looking at me, so thank you for that.
I videoed it too, so here's the audio of that.
Oh, God!
Yelling out at Bree.
Bree and Gondi! It's Bree from Bree and Gondi!
You're an idiot. I love it when people yell at me.
I'm going to make it my mission that if I ever see you out in public, I'm just going to point out that you're Bree from Bree and Gondi.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone come over and want a photo or anything like that?
Definitely not.
No one cares that much?
No one cares.
Damn it. It's me, Gondi!
And everyone still, no one cares.
No one cares. Hey, next on the show, I want to talk to the parents right now. This is between me and you, 13, 12, 16. If you've ever bought Lego had to put these things together. Have you seen Lego in 2017, Bree?
You're not meant to put it together, are you?
Yes. I'm telling you, Lego, when I was a kid playing Lego, it was simply a box.
Yep.
And you had to come up with whatever you possibly could out of that
Lego.
Yeah,
that's the same with me.
Not anymore, Bree. If you buy
it's more
these fancy
weird cars and stuff that you have to make.
Police boats and all this sort of stuff. I bought one for my nephew's birthday. I've tried to... I want to vent. I'm venting next, and I want the parents to vent with me. I'm over this brand-new Lego business.
You're
13,
losing
12,
it
16.
Over Lego, are you?
And for the best venter, family pass to Disney on Ice to see Frozen. That's what they're presenting. Disney on Ice presents Frozen, coming to Newcastle 22nd to 25th of June 2017. Just vent with me, parents. Makes me mad.
You don't even have kids.
I know, I was only there for an hour, and it made me mad. I don't know how they deal with it.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Lego back in the day was simply a box of Lego that you just grabbed the little blocks and you made whatever you could. It was a gun.
Yep.
It was a little car.
It was the best.
It was just whatever you could make out of the box.
I swallowed a piece once.
Well, that happened too.
Do you know the little single ones?
Yes.
My brother bet me that I couldn't swallow it. Did it?
Did it?
Then my mum was mortified.
Did you poop it out?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That wasn't pleasant.
Did you wait? Did you check for it?
Well, I'm assuming I did.
Okay, so it might still be in there. We don't know.
Floating around.
My nephew Cooper. Happy fifth birthday to my nephew Cooper yesterday.
My bestie.
Your best mate.
My best friend.
You
we guys, are actually best friends.
You guys get along well. Yeah. So his fifth birthday yesterday, I said to his mum, Jody, I said, Jodes, talk to me. What do I get Coop for his birthday? She says, oh, he really wants this fire truck, this Lego fire truck. I said, great, I love Lego. I love fire trucks. I love Lego. So I go down to the shops, I buy this thing, and she says, make sure you put it together before you come round.
I said, no. That's the best part of Lego.
I said, I'm not putting this thing together. She goes, no, put it together before you come round. I've done enough of these things. I'm not doing another one. I said, how hard can it be? It's Lego. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
We get there. It's still in the box. I haven't put it together.
And then she forced you to do it with him?
So I get Cooper. I give it to Cooper. He unwraps it. He's excited about it. And then he's like, oh, Uncle Daniel, let's sit down and put this thing together. I said, yeah, let's do it. And we open the box and all the tiniest little pieces I've ever seen come out. And I'm looking at the instructions and I'm looking at the Lego and it's not building itself. So I sat there staring at it for a good 10 minutes and then Jody had to build it.
You didn't make your sister build it.
Yep. She's got the experience.
You're not the best with engineering stuff, are you?
I would rather put together a flat pack from IKEA than these Lego boxes.
Oh, don't pretend like you know how to put together a flat pack.
Fiddly little Lego pieces are not on. Lego, if you're going to sell the Lego, build it in two parts and let's just stick it together.
Oh, well, what's the fun of that?
It's bloody ridiculous.
You need to get your man card out and start building something.
Daniel in all Lego. That's going to get me my man card, is it?
Hey, better than the stuff you do, colouring in Little Mermaid pictures.
Daniel's in Woi Woi. Mate, you feel my pain?
Oh, mate, I hate. Okay, it's like sand. Doesn't matter. I'm playing in my lounge out and I look in the back crack and there's like little pink squares. And then I remember once I was at work and there was this thing annoying me in my back pocket. I pull out a little driving steering wheel. I just can't stand the stuff. My son's got like $300 worth of it.
$300?
I just want it. Well, it's not cheap, but I mean, it's like this mound of just multicolours. I thought, oh, beauty, you got into that Minecraft, so digital Lego, basically, and that's just added to a new tune in the background. So I walk around looking at scattered Lego and now having to listen to digital Lego. I just want to put my head to a wall.
Dan, have you ever went to the bathroom, like, middle of the night and just copped a piece of Lego on the foot?
Oh, I just walk around with a vacuum now and it's my turn, and if there's any Lego on the floor, it's up, it's gone. And it's, up to the
it's gone. See, the problem is, Dan, you build these things and then they just smash them anyway, so you spend all this time on it. What's the point?
That's it.
Super glue it.
Yeah, stick it together. That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
Yep.
So do you want to vent hard for us, Dan? Do you want to give us like a bit, you just, you know, I don't know.
I'm done with Lego.
Stick it to Lego, Dan.
Mate, Lego, it's possibly the biggest curse that's of this generation. I can't stand it. I don't want to see it anymore. I'm probably going to go home now that I've done this. I'm going to get it. My son will be crying. I'm going to tip it in the bin and throw him, but he's just going to go through the pain because I can't take it.
These are the things that parents are dealing with, Dan. Thanks for the vent this morning, mate. Let's go to Lauren in Killarney Vale. Morning, Loz.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
What's going on with the Lego, Loz?
Basically, I super glue it.
Oh, so you do the super glue?
Oh, you super glue.
That's good.
Super glue. So I have a 4-year-old.
Yes.
And you build it. You take a couple of hours building it down to the fine art. And they have it for all of 2 minutes. And it's demolition derby, completely in pieces. So I do one better. After a little playtime and deconstruction, I then super glue it.
See, I think you're onto something there, yep. Bree. As you go, you need to stick these things
should,
down.
Actually, I'm going to start a business.
Making them, sticking
I'll
them, and
make
selling them.
Your Lego, and I will super glue it, and I will give it back to you.
Parents will be onto that, I'm telling
people
you.
People will pay.
They will.
They'll pay big bucks.
I would have paid you. Cam, round this thing out for us, mate. What's the go with Lego?
Oh, my son got this kit for Christmas, and it's Batman and Spider-Man and the whole bit. And I got the instruction manual out the box and went, nah, your problem, chucked it to him and walked off.
Oh, how old is he, Cam?
5.
Oh, 5-year-old, mate. I sat down with a 5-year-old yesterday. I don't imagine he would have got far, would he?
No, he finished the whole thing.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Mate.
I mean, my wife had to help him, but he finished it.
I was going
to
say, you've got the next Bill Gates on your hands.
Palming it off, I like it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Imperial Centre and Bree and Gaunzy. 101.3 CFM.
I just read today's entry and nearly cried.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
And the man that's involved this morning in this lovely entry is Adam from my side of town, your minor. Morning, Adzi.
Morning, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. I just want to... Can I read out the entry?
Do you want to read it out or you want Adam to...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go on.
Read
it out. Yeah,
Adam wrote in and he said, I'm going to enter my wife into this. We're juggling 2 cafes and we have 4 boys, age 8, 4 and 2 and 6 months. Nicole is a great mother to our boys and never spends time on herself. Winning this would force her to do something for herself for a change. Oh.
Mate, you are making hearts melt right across the Central Coast, Adam. What a man. What a man.
Hey.
What a mighty good
what
dad.
What a guy. And your wife, Nicole, joins us right now for the first time. She's finding out about this. Morning, Nicole.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi. I hate you.
This is meant to be a nice thing, Nicole, no?
Yeah, no, it is.
What about the $500 you're going to get to spend on yourself, Nicole?
Pamper package.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So you had no idea that Adam entered you in for this for Mother's Day?
No, he never... No.
Nice little...
It sounds like she had no idea.
Nice little cheeky surprise from you, Adam. So what about in your words, Adam? I know Bree's read that out there, but in
what
your words... Yeah, mean to you for Mother's Day?
She's just a very important, special lady, and living with me and 4 boys, all she hears about is burping and farting and all that sort of stuff. There's not a lot of... ladiness in the house. I can't thank her enough for what she does for the fellas, and I'm sure if they could have nominated her, they would have done something as well.
For anyone that says there's no decent guys in the world, hasn't met our mate Adam there. So well done, mate. Thanks for
that. That's really lovely, Adam, and nice to think of your wife. It doesn't have to be your mum, like we said. Like, as long as it's your mother, like, you can nominate anyone. That's lovely.
You can spoil Mum this Mother's Day at Imperial Centre. And just quickly, guys, you said you're running 2 cafes. What are the cafes?
Yeah, give it a plug.
Yeah, no, we've got Blue Bottles by the Beach that's located at the Ocean Beach Holiday Park in Imina.
Yep.
And Activate Cafe and Catering that is at the Peninsula Leisure Centre at Woi Woi.
Cool.
How good's the coffee?
Mate, it's about a 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10. That sounds the way to go.
Now, Nicole, if I hear that you spend any of that money on anyone else but yourself, I'm going to come round to your house.
And I'm going to use some of that voucher.
And I'll use some of it. If anyone's going to spend it, it's probably going to be me.
My nails are pretty bad at the moment.
Yeah,
definitely.
Adzi, my nails are pretty bad. Go together. Get a pedicure.
Enjoy, guys. Thanks for entering.
Thanks,
there's still
guys.
Time to do so at the CFM website.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I've got a dilemma to put to the people this morning. One of my mates came to me and she's like, I'm having boy troubles. And I was like, here we go. What's going on? And she went on a trip, I think it was probably like 6 months ago now, went on a trip over to the States by herself, did this Kentucky tour kind of thing around the States.
Did she have a boyfriend at the time?
No.
So she was single when she did Kentucky?
Yeah, so okay. Went around, you know, saw the States and stuff, but so weird, a guy that was on the exact same tour as her, because you know how you tour with a group,
yep.
Was actually lived an hour away. So she lives on the Central Coast and he lives an hour away from here.
Right.
So super close.
Yeah, because when you go on Kentucky, you just want to let loose. You don't want to do something like hook up with the bus driver, come home and everyone knows about it, because old mate from an hour away was on your trip.
Yeah, awkward.
Wrecks the whole thing.
Anyway, they didn't hook up when they were on the trip, but they kind of got along really well, kind of hit it off, and then they've met up since, like since they've gotten home, and they've been seeing each other for like 4 months or so.
Oh, they've hit it off.
Yeah, so they hit it off.
Cool.
Something she found out when she got... Because he's single as well, and when he was there by himself on the trip as well, so he was single as well. But when she came home, he informed her that he still lives with his ex-girlfriend.
Who's doing that?
So him and this girl dated for 5 years, and then they've been living together since they've broken up for another 2 years.
So they were living together for 2 years before he hit up Kentucky. Had they broken up for 2 years
so
prior to that?
Yeah, so they'd been broken up for 2 years, and then he went on Kentucky, but they still live together. And then now the new, like the ex-girlfriend has another boyfriend, and then she said every time she goes over there, the ex-girlfriend still talks to him like they're still together.
What does he say, though? Does he say, no, there's nothing there, we're just friends? What's his take
on it? Yeah, he kind of says, the only reason that they're still living together is they both moved up from Melbourne. He owns the house and she's got animals and he feels bad that she can't relocate because she has animals and stuff. And I was like, who cares? I was like, 2 years? I was like, I get it if it was a little while, but that's ridiculous.
I hate to pull a Gretel Colleen, but it's time to go. Ex-girlfriend.
See ya.
See you later. You've been evicted. You're out. You're voted out.
Anyway, she says it's causing friction because the ex-girlfriend talks to him in a way that she doesn't feel comfortable with. Like, she talks down to him. Anyway, she says it's super messy and she's like, what do I do? And I was like, get out of there. Run.
Yeah. What, of the relationship?
Yes.
Oh, break up. But she likes the guy.
If the guy...
Can't move on,
there's obviously something that's unfinished with them.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think?
You said she's got a boyfriend now.
She does.
And a boyfriend. Yeah. And he comes around and that's
weird.
No, not for me.
Not for you?
Not for me. Unless they just all throw the keys in and see what happens. I don't know. Maybe that's
making a big party.
Yeah, who knows?
Having a good time.
I just think, breaking up with someone based on that's a pretty extreme. I mean, if you're into it, but.
Well, she said to me when she tries to talk to him about it, he gets a little bit, like, defensive and kind of weird about it.
Right.
And I'm like, if you really wanted to move on with your life and you were done with that person, you'd make arrangements to part ways.
13, 12, 16.
Should she stay or should she go? Do you reckon it'll be divided on this?
Yeah, I do. I reckon it will be divided because...
Let's get a jury. I'd like to get a jury on 13, 12, 16. If you call through now, people will get tickets to our preview screening of Baywatch. Should she stay? Should she go?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I'm the relationship guru. That's why I'm in a relationship. I was making a joke because I'm single.
No, I know, I get that. But the thing is, I think the people that listen to this show know what's up. Don't you agree?
They're the ones that are giving the good advice.
We live or die by.
And it's happened before. Yeah. I've gotten really good advice off people that listen to this show. So I thought one of my mates, she came to me and she said she started seeing this guy And he told her a little bit into the relationship that he lives with his ex-girlfriend who they dated for 5 years. And now they've been living together after they've broken up for another 2 years.
You'd have to give an ultimatum. This is what I would do. I'd say, look, she either goes or I go.
Exactly.
That's the position I'd be in.
Exactly. Like, so, make a decision.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Let's go to Jessie in Gwendolyn. Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Morning, Jess. What's your take? Stay, go. What should she do?
Don't leave. I wouldn't even bother. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. If that happened to you, Jessie, what would you say to a guy if he was like, oh, I'm still living with my ex-girlfriend for the past 2 years?
I'd just be like, are you a man or what are you doing?
Like, make or break.
I've been with my partner for 7 years and there's no way in hell I'd even bother with it. Like,
yeah, I'm not signing up. I'm not signing up to live with my exes, that's for sure.
So you wouldn't give an ultimatum, though? You wouldn't say, look...
If you're in the same bed as the person, like, come on.
Okay.
You know, that'd be just gross.
All right, well, no messing around there.
She knows. Yeah, Jessie knows what she's doing. She's running.
Plenty more fish in the sea. John in West Sydney. This is how far our show goes. Morning, John.
Morning, John.
How's he doing?
Very well.
Very well. What should she do?
Yeah, you're trying to get the hell out of there. I think... Mate still has a few ties that he needs to sever, and he just hasn't got the balls to do it. And, yep. And she said, well, she's some sort of manipulative sociopath. Yeah,
and that's
what's going on in that situation.
That's exactly how my friend described her. Like, apparently she walked into the lounge room one day and she goes, I need to borrow your car.
What, to your friend?
No, to the guy.
Oh, to the guy. I was gonna
to
say,
her ex-boyfriend. And my friend was sitting there going, oh, my God, what the hell's going on?
Naomi. Naomi's in Berkeley Vale. Morning.
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 What are we doing? Are we staying or are we going?
I think I would go if I was your friend. I think, obviously, the situation is just weird in everything. Like, I think obviously, if you've broken up with someone for such, been with someone for such a long time, you'd be a bit lenient and say, all right, you can stay for a few weeks till you find a place or, you know. But no way. If I was your friend, I'd leave.
You wouldn't give him an ultimatum? Would you say to him, look, either...
Oh, I would say, yeah, you know, like, you've got a few weeks. I understand the situation, but if in a few weeks' time and she's still there, I'll go.
Do you think there's obviously still something between him and his ex?
I think so. I think so. There'd be no other way you'd be so nice to someone if it's your ex.
You know how it all works out, though. 2 weeks turns into 2 months, into 2 years, and all of a sudden you're living with your ex who has a new boyfriend. I mean, these things just happen.
I mean, it does happen often.
Let's go to Kate in Woi Woi. Morning, Kate.
Morning, Kate.
Morning, how are you all?
Very well. What do you think, Kate? Should she stay or should she go?
I'm a bit 50-50, so if she can have a conversation with him and he can see where she's coming from, then it's worth working out. But if he's getting... get back up about those conversations. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to feel second best, but it's another to be made second best.
That's very true.
Yeah, I would leave.
Okay, so your friend's being treated as second best.
So that's what Kate's saying. She's pretty much being treated as second best because he's still in that situation.
Putting his ex first.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think she'll take
on
what people...
My friend is listening to the radio right now, and hopefully... she's taken in some of the advice from, and this is great. And you know, I love that we can use the radio and our show to help others.
The poor guy just got broken up with off the back of that.
Yeah, she's gone, I think.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, we're keeping one eye on Eurovision at the moment.
Where did this come from? It kind of came out of the blue.
Does every year for me. You know why? Because I
don't care.
I don't care about Eurovision, but.
I'm not the biggest Eurovision fanatic.
In saying that, when it's on, I'm fascinated. I like the bearded lady from Conchita Wurst from a couple of years ago. That was something going on there. There's a bit going on there. I like when Mowboy performed. Guy Sebastian was last year. Who else we had? Samantha Jade. Has Samantha Jade been?
No.
Ooh, that hurts to
That's awkward.
Samantha.
She probably has put her hand up a couple of times and they said no.
Who are we going with
so
this
she does
year?
Another TV special and acts.
Isaiah Firebrace.
winner of X Factor last year.
Which they all seem to be from the reality shows, the I people know. That we pick. So
we tried to get Shannon Knoll on there.
Well, we're starting the campaign for next year.
We want a campaign for next year. Shannon Knoll, Eurovision 2018.
Yes, and he's keen. Yeah. We've had him on the show, and he's definitely keen for that.
I feel like this is a big statement, but I feel like Shannon Knoll would stand out at Eurovision.
Well, this is what I'm with you, Bree, because you see all these people, big hair, big makeup, big everything, and then you just get Nullsy. Aussie bloke.
Genuine
on the
bloke.
Stage, singing some song.
I want
song.
To see that.
Do you want to hear a bit of Isaiah? What he's just busted out.
Yeah,
he's
just competed in the semi-final.
Here he is, Isaiah Firebrace, with his song.
Afraid of love, but it does come easy.
He's going big.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind it.
I like the tune.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's some high notes there, Isaiah. Now that has got to get him through to the next stage, doesn't it? Surely.
Yeah, surely. He can really sing.
I feel like we could be the best and they're still not going to let the Aussies win this thing at this point.
I know.
We're only a few years into it and they go, no.
Darnie came close last year.
Yeah, they're close, but you don't win. I think they're going to go, no, Australia, this is ours. This is Eurovision.
Earlier, when we turned the TV on, Montenegro.
Yeah.
That country you guys had never heard of.
I love Montenegro.
The guy who performed for them, he comes out, he's in this like weird kind of skirt thing and then pulls off his jacket and he's in a full see-through top.
He wasn't the samurai looking one,
he
was
the samurai looking dude. And he had this ponytail that was right on the top of his head that came all the way down to his ankle and then he started whipping it around like a lasso. It was brilliant.
This is his song, right?
This is his song.
Okay, this is what he was singing. Come on, Montenegro.
Come on. Sounds like you can get that down to Gosford League's club.
It sounds like Gangnam Style. Who sung Gangnam Style? Psy,
who was an actual performer.
It sounds very Psy. Very Gangnam Style, if I'm honest.
Sounds very Gary down at the Leagues Club doing a bit of karaoke.
Well, if we can't get Nullsy in, maybe we can get Gary from the Gosford RSL or
He's
something.
He's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Not bad.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Let's see if you know me well.
Yeah?
What do I love on this show?
A list.
I've got a list for you guys. Yes.
Can we please write down to get an opener made for the list thing? We need something.
It's at least once a week.
It has to be. What's the list today?
This list is interesting because anyone on Tinder, I find this interesting.
Yeah.
That a list of the most swipe right jobs for girls and boys has been compiled.
Is that something that people look at? Is it when they're on Tinder? They're
I
not
think
just looking
so.
At looks, they're looking at what they do for work.
So you know how in the details section it has
say
their
what
name,
you do.
Age, and then most of the time people have their occupation.
Okay.
I reckon people, I look at it.
Well, I know people that work in radio that put it on there so they go,
do they?
Oh, you know, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
See, I'd do the opposite. I think I'd put media.
Okay.
Or something.
That,
I don't know.
Would that get some hits? Where does that fall on the list?
Didn't make the list.
Oh, okay. What
so I probably
got?
Should rethink that, shouldn't I? So what do you think the most swipe right job for a guy is? So what are girls swiping right the most on for a guy? Like what do girls want?
Doctor. McDreamy.
Doctor's number 14.
Oh, didn't even make the top 10.
Didn't even make
Ladies.
The top 10. It's so far down.
Ladies don't want a doctor these days.
This is an outrage. Firefighters at number 11.
Come on, ladies.
What a load of bull.
These people put out fires left, right and centre.
Come on.
Well, give me, I don't know, are you going to go 5 to 1?
Let's go top 5.
Yeah, top 5.
The 5th, a nurse. Because that guys would be caring if
okay.
they're a nurse. I get that. I'd probably be swiping.
Wouldn't have
right.
picked that.
Number 4 is a painter. I'm not sure if that's an artist or an actual house painter. I'm not sure. Number 3 is a waiter.
Really? Respect, ladies. I like that.
So they like a guy who, you know, gets into it.
Yeah, exactly. You start from
person.
The bottom. Yeah.
Number 2's a marketing coordinator.
Oh, God. Are you sure this is the top 5 best?
Number 1, most swipe right job for a guy that the girls are swiping right on. Guys, take note.
Number 1.
Flight attendant.
Really?
And pilots at number 15.
No.
See,
you
know what this shows? I think girls don't even care if they're good looking, they're swiping right. true. Isn't it?
So it doesn't matter what the occupation is.
Yeah.
So there's obviously good-looking flight attendants out there.
Obviously. Which they're...
Well, they're well-groomed,
I was going to say, they're always so well-groomed.
You're on the front line there.
Exactly. You're honestly, on the front line.
As a pilot, you're locked up in the cockpit.
True.
But
why is that word so funny?
I don't know. It's just great, isn't it? As a lady, pilot or flight attendant? Ooh. Which one are you picking? Be honest.
I'd take what I can get in the air.
In the air. Whoever's willing to join
I'll take
the high
I'll take,
club.
Well, I'd probably rather the flight attendant because I want the pilot to be flying the plane.
True.
You know?
True.
You know, you got to think about
these
things.
Can you just quickly give me the other version just for the
what, for the ladies.
The blokes? Yeah,
yeah, these are what blokes are swiping right on. Number 5, social media manager.
Okay.
That's like a new age job, isn't it?
Yep.
4 is a law clerk. Look out. That's your fiance.
It is too,
Look
Jamie.
Out. She'd be doing well on Tinder. Number 3 is a cabin crew manager. So a flight attendant as well. People just like that job, I think. It's kind of glamorous.
Yes.
Something glamorous about it.
Sexy about it.
No, oh, my God.
What's number 1?
Number 2 is a student.
Yep.
Number 1 is a swim coach. I get that.
How many swim coaches are on Tinder to make the number 1 spot?
Yeah, but if they are, they're probably in their bikinis. So they're not even looking at the job. They're just swiping right automatic.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
If you like the song Adore and you like the song Weekends, from Amy Shark, you're going to love this because she joins us right now. Morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome back to the show. Been a while since we chatted to you when we started the Ed Sheeran feud.
The Twitter feud.
I don't know, how could I forget?
How did that go down? Because word is it's gone international. Ed Sheeran knows about it, so he knows you're coming for him.
Yeah, I know. I wish he'd just get off that number one already, right?
Let someone else have a turn, for God's sake.
He does like to hog the number one
spot.
Probably
well deserved.
How massive has really this great second single gone, Weekend? It's absolutely taken off.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. I mean, I was very confident with it because I thought, you know, it was a banger and I thought it was still really quite deep and personal as well. So, yeah, I'm just glad people are enjoying it. How I've been explaining this song is like Adore Part 2 almost, you know. It's like, it's kind of that same sort of young, angsty love song, I guess, about a time where nothing really else mattered, but, you know, like you had this really crappy job on the weekend and, you know, all you really wanted to do was see this person that you're just, you know, kind of obsessing over and just want to be around. And for me, you know, it was about someone who was really close to me and, you know, the first sort of person who really cared about me and I cared about him. So, everything I write's really
We've all been there, Amy, that's for sure.
Doing boring stuff on the weekend with your partner.
No, just wanting to see that person all the time, 24/7. But I'm single at the moment, Amy, and I kind of wanted to do maybe the single version of that song, maybe.
We can work on that for sure.
We've grabbed the hook and I've kind of just written a few things that kind of I'd slot into the song.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay, write these down, Amy.
Here we go. This can be the backup track from Weekends.
Yes.
Right. So the first one would be
Weekends part 2.
Part 2. Watch a full series on Netflix in 24 hours. That's one.
Yep.
This is an unusual one, but have sex in the morning. Wear no bra and no underwear. Only on weekends. And probably my favourite, eat a bag of grated cheese for dinner. Only on
weekends. So I don't know if you can slip any of those.
I think you and I should be best friends.
Yes.
Besties, I feel the vibe.
And as a wing woman, Amy.
I had cheese on corn chips last night, actually. It's funny.
Oh, you're fancy. You're living, then. That's
so
fancy.
It's budget Doritos, isn't it, when you don't have the rest to make the whole Doritos.
Yeah, that's what Sony does, you know. We live the high life.
You were saying that you guys could be best friends, yourself and Bree.
Yes.
Do you reckon you could wing woman my friend Bree here and find her somebody?
Don't put Amy Shark. That's a tough challenge.
I know many men, Bree. Many men. And
I'll just come on.
You sound like a good chick.
I'll come on tour with you and just ride your coattails all the way to the bedroom.
Do it. I'll put you on the merch desk. That's
yes.
Most of the pickup happens.
I'm keen.
Hang on. Do the guys on the merch desk pick people up?
I had my friend do it because he's like single. And I'm like, oh, Joe, I'm going to put you on the merch because like you'll meet so many girls. And And he's like, you know, he's usually pretty shy and that. And I looked over what I was playing on stage, and I looked over, and he's just having the time of his life, you know, getting photos with girls and talking to them. And I'm like, oh, that's it.
It's a good angle.
Great idea.
I'd go with the angle. I can actually get you to meet Amy. Like, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can hook that up.
I think we played that angle. Yeah.
Right after we hook up, I can hook that up.
Yeah, like we'll hook up and then I'll hook that
up. Can make it happen. Hey, Amy, next on the show, if you can stick around for us, because you are doing shows and people can come see you in Sydney at the Oxford Art Factory. Make sure you get some tickets to see Amy Shark at
Oxsticks. I get them now because it's probably already sold out.
If I'm honest,
you need to get in quick.
.au. We've got something we want to pitch to you next that involves the show.
We've got an idea, Amy.
Yeah, if you're up for it.
Okay.
Don't sound so confident, Amy.
Sounds hesitant. I'm ready.
All right, that's next.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, next on the show, we put Amy Shark on hold.
She can't hear us right now.
But we've got
her. I'm nervous.
We've got local girl Holly Allison coming in, right? So she's going to come in next.
Local artist Holly Allison. She's doing big things here on the Central Coast, and her music is amazing.
She's up for supporting Amy Shark. We're not sure if Amy Shark's across this yet, but we want to get our girl over the line. This is a little piece of Holly.
And I need you to give me your
Very Amy Shark-esque.
A little bit dancey Amy Shark.
All right, she's up for supporting Amy Shark. We're going to put him in touch with each other and see if we can make this thing happen.
Let's get her over the line here, Gaundy.
We are music managers. We want 90%. Amy Shark is with us, and we've got Amy to stick around because she's got a show at the Oxford Art Factory. If you want to see her in Sydney, you can get some tickets at austix.com.au, Bree.
Biggest Aussie artist at the moment in Australia, Amy, I'd say. I'd go that far.
Wow, big call, guys.
I know. No, it's not a big call. It's the truth. I had a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, I dropped to her the other day and I said, oh, we're interviewing Amy Shark tomorrow. And she goes, no way. I love Amy Shark. She's like, my friend's actually a musician, Amy, and she is actually up for the gig to open for you in Sydney.
Oh, really? Wow. She's booked herself in. That's good.
No,
that's
she's in the running, and it's awkward because she's here right now.
Yeah, we have her here. Her name's Holly.
Hey, Holly.
Hey, how you going?
I'm very well. We'll meet soon.
I'm hoping so.
Well, we just wanted to put a little bit of a push in and say, is there any chance you can just get it over the line? We want to coast the opening up for you, Amy.
What's your stage name?
Holly Allison.
Holy Allison. All right,
cool. It's not as cool and deadly as Shark.
Okay, well, look, because you've sent some music off, is that right, to open?
It's good, Amy. I'd back it.
All right. Okay, cool. I'm going to put in a good word. I've got to talk to my manager today.
Stop it.
No, seriously, this is a real thing.
Seriously. I've got matches playing. I've got a main support, but who knows? We might be able to slide you.
One song. That's all we
Holly,
want.
Holly, no, well, let me ask Holly. So, because when we did speak to you, you said you've sent some music off. Have they said to you there's a chance to open for Amy? What's the go?
Yeah, so there was this booking agency that just contacted me because they found my page on whatever. And then they said to me, we can grab all your links and we can grab your info and all that. We'll send it off and try and get you to be the support act, one of the support acts for Amy Shark. And I was like, oh, well, here it all is.
As if you wouldn't
be... Dude, it sounds good to me.
Okay, Amy's up for it.
And Amy's keen.
This is why we wanted to get Holly on, because we're back in Coasties, we're back in our friends here, and if you can sort of just lock it in now without even talking to anyone, we'll take that as well,
We'll take an audio contract.
Oh, yeah, just that's it, take my word. That's it, you're in.
Word is her bond. Word is her bond.
You might be playing before the doors open. But you'll be there.
You're in Amy's room beforehand to pump Amy up and just give her a bit of a show.
Still counts.
You're my personal support.
Yes, I love it. Amy Shark's personal hype girl.
We'll take that. Where can they see your music, Holly, people listening right now?
Just go on to facebook.com/Holly. Holly Allison, Instagram's Holly Allison, mainly all my social media's
Holly
Allison.
There's some good stuff there.
There is some really good stuff, yeah.
And would fit right in an Amy Shark show.
I love how we just spring it on Amy and Amy's got no choice.
You've got me keen as.
Yes, Amy!
Ambush, Amy.
And if you want to jump on to Holly Allison, go for it, Amy.
Yeah, go for it. You discovered her, we'll say that.
I don't know what I'm up for. She's going to be in my change room hyping me up.
Yeah, exactly right. You need to make sure she's not crazy.
Amy Shark, Night Thinker Tour. Make sure you grab some tickets. $30, that is a bargain. You should be charging way more than that, Amy, I've got to say.
I reckon too.
To make some more cash. But amyshark.com/tour as well if you want to see the website. You're a legend. We always love having you on.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. And thanks, Holly. Cheers.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
Don't call now, because you have to hear the scene first.
You've got to wait until the scene is on the air. Can I just quickly ask?
Yes.
What's my vibe in the scene? Am I low? Am I high? Am I excited?
You're like
kind of...
chill and smug.
I'm chill and smug. Oh, I can easily do that.
That's you all the time. I love how literally you read the scene like
as
10 seconds
air.
Ago as we're going air.
Well, to be fair, you only just handed it to me. And
that's true.
So you're a little behind the eight ball.
So if you haven't heard this before, amateur acting, we're going to act out a scene from a movie. You need to be the first to call through on 13, 12, 16 with the correct answer.
Yep.
If you call through and you're not right, then there's no prize for you this morning.
I'm taking this seriously these days. I'm using this to launch my acting career.
This is a showreel.
Yes.
100%.
Someone film me. Ready?
All right. We need Producer H to be the director.
Action!
Just going to use this prop here.
Wow.
All right. All right, thanks. All right, bye. All right, what's up?
I've got your bonus check here. And now I want you to be prepared because the figure is not exactly what we discussed.
Why not?
After careful consideration, I felt that figure was not appropriate. Although you may not agree, you have to trust the experience and...
Trust?
Yeah.
You want me to trust? Do me a favour, Ed. Don't use big words you don't understand. I did a job. It's not complicated. I did a job, so you should reward me for that job. All lawyers do is complicate situations that aren't complicated. You know why all lawyers are backstabbing, blood-sucking scumbags? Because they are. I can't believe you're doing this to me right now.
Well, I mean, as I was saying, I decided the figure was appropriate, so I increased it. Do they teach beauty queens how to apologise? Because you suck at it.
Scene! Yeah, we own that.
I was kind of Sam Worthington in between Aussie and American accents.
Well, in the scene, the
like he does in Avatar.
Yeah, the actor you're playing is like 70, so...
Oh, really? You should have told me that. Oh, could have gone old. Could have gone old.
Oh, man.
Have we got anyone on 13, 12, 16 who might know what this movie
is?
I
feel like a few people know.
Ooh, who are we on to here? Okay, let's go. 13, 12, 16, if you can hear us right
Hello,
now.
Hello, who's
morning.
That?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Diane.
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 Do you know the famous scene?
I certainly do. Is it Erin Brockovich?
Diane, you've nailed it this morning.
Well done.
Nice work.
Yay. You've got it this morning. Okay.
I'm super happy.
I thought it was Legally Blonde.
Still. Oh, my God.
It's not my segment. I thought I was acting in a different movie.
You.
For a second there.
Jesus, Diane, I'm glad someone knew, because Gondi, who was acting in the scene, didn't even know.
Just shows my range. Any
wow.
movie,
yeah,
anytime.
Best movies of all time.
It is one,
not get that.
Oh, one of the best films.
I think he needs a moviecation, Brie.
Need to what?
He needs a moviecation. You need to get an education about movies.
Yeah, well, Brie's pretty good at the movie by a guessing game, which
yeah,
we play on
I
a
know.
Thursday.
I really
well.
Want to have a go with Brie one day, but I would never seem to get through.
Call back tomorrow, Diane. I'm willing to take you
I
on.
Will. We're looking at doing a celebrity round tomorrow with Anne-Marie.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Ooh,
put that on my
definitely.
Resume, Diane.
Yeah, that goes down.
Definitely.
We'll see you at our Baywatch preview screening right event there. Cinemas in Tuggerah. Can't wait to see you there.
Get up with Brie and Jaunzy.
CFM.